if you feel your good luck coming just a little more top. This next one is just a phrase that you use. Sometimes you feel like you get your good luck just a little bit at a time, but bad luck, when it comes, seems like it comes
often.
At
once.
Okay. And if somebody said something more than once, he would be saying it
twice.
And if you meet somebody in the early part of the day, like 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, what do you say as a greeting?
Good morning.
And what about when you leave people? What do you usually say?
Bye-bye.
Okay, and if you use a word with day in it, what would you be more likely to say?
Good day.
Okay, and can you use that in the morning or the afternoon either? Or would you be more likely to
use it
either time?
Well, in the afternoon.
Okay, and if you see somebody, if you're in the morning, you'd probably just say, if you talk for a while and you're leaving, you might say,
bye-bye.
Oh, you don't think you'd say good day in the morning?
No.
Okay. Do you ever say good day as a greeting when you're going to start to talk to somebody?
Well, I do.
Okay. And if you, you're visiting with somebody at night, say you're in their house at night, when you're leaving, what would you say?
Good night.
And if I asked you what time did the sun rise this morning, you would say the sun what at 6 o'clock?
Rose.
And you would say, this morning I saw the
sun, and it rose.
Okay, and every day it has, at 6 o'clock, it has
sunset.
Okay, but I want to talk about its rising. I'd say every day the sun has what at 6 o'clock? Has
risen.
Okay, and if a man worked until the sun went out of sight, we'll say he had worked until
sundown.
And if today is Monday, Sunday was not tomorrow, but
yesterday.
Okay. And if somebody came, or somebody is going, somebody's visiting here, and you say, well, he's going to leave this coming Sunday, how might you say that? He's going to leave
Sunday.
Okay, and what about if he were going to leave a week beyond that? How might you say that?
He would be leaving Sunday week.
Okay, and what about if he came the last Sunday? You'd say he came
the fourth Sunday.
Okay, just the one past, if you want to say it was the one past. Oh,
Sunday before last.
Okay. And what about, there's a word in here that most folks don't use, I don't think, anymore. If somebody stayed from the 1st till the 15th, how would you say? He stayed about, how might you say that?
From the 1st to the 15th.
Uh-huh.
Half of the month.
Okay, what about the word fortnight? Did you ever use fortnight or not?
Fortnight.
Do you use that occasionally? No.
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you might say, today is, Monday is today, and Tuesday will be
tomorrow.
And if you want to know the time of day, you might ask somebody,
what time is it?
And if it's midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, you say it's, how do you tell that?
7:30.
And if it's, if you've been doing something for a long time, you don't know exactly how long, but you say, oh, I've been doing that for quite
a while. Perhaps several hours.
Okay. If you, you might say the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
And if a child has just had his third birthday, you'll say he is what?
3 years old.
And if something happened on this day last year, you might say it happened exactly
1 year today.
Okay.